Service.
That's where we leave the BBC World Service and start the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. The woman responsible for around 100 missions investigating the mysteries of outer space will be turning her attention to our desert island later this morning. Dr. Nikki Fox, the head of science at NASA, chooses a soundtrack for her life at 9 o'clock. The Shipping Bulletin and News Briefing are next, but first a look ahead to next week.
Hello and welcome to You Heard It Here First.
Chris McCausland on BBC Radio 4.
This is the show that asks our guests to live in an audio-only world,
where panellists use sound clues to work out what's going on.
Guess how this dog's feeling?
Constipated.
Yes, definitely.
Step what am I doing?
That hand dryer.
Is this the same dog?
You heard it here first with me, Chris McCausland.
Why are you so familiar with that sound?
Wednesday night, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Friday, the 8th of November. The general synopsis at midnight. High west of Trafalgar, 1,022, expected Trafalgar, 1,026 by midnight tonight. Low Fitzroy, 1,014, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, south at 0, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, North German Bight, southeasterly 3 to 5, drizzle at times, moderate or good. South German Bight, southeasterly 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fog patches at first in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east. Dover, white. Southeast becoming variable later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay. Southeasterly becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming westerly 4 to 6 later in south. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeast, becoming cyclonic later in Lundy and Fastnet 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Lundy. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, mainly southeast, 4 to 6, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times in Hebrides, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south, becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional rain, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle. Southerly, becoming cyclonic in far west, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in west. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Faroes. Southwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, then rain and fog patches. Good, becoming moderate to very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South, southeast, 5, mist, 4 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Stornoway. South by west, 5, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest, 4, mist, 5 miles, 1,025, now falling. Lucas, south by west, 2, 7 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Bridlington, south southeast 4, 1028 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 2, 2 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1025. Jersey, southeast 3, drizzle, 7 miles, 1023 falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 1024. Scilly Automatic, southeast 5, 5 miles, 1021 falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, slight showers, 1.5 miles, 1018 falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, east southeast 4, mist, 4 miles, 1025 falling slowly. Malinhead, south by east 3, 15 miles, 1022 falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, 8th of November. General situation. A southeasterly airflow will continue to bring predominantly fair and relatively quiet weather for the inshore waters, although there will be a little drizzle in places. Winds will be light or moderate across southeastern areas, but stronger at times across the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 in west, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 in east. Fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Rattray Head, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Firth of Forth. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasional drizzle later, moderates or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle later, moderates or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle later, moderates or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less later. Drizzle at times later, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast, backing northeast later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, drizzle at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to the Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4 at first near Anglesey, otherwise south or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle near Pembrokeshire, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4 in Solway Firth, otherwise southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man. Southeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in south and 6 in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in North Channel. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 4 to 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 near Sutherland. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good. Shetland Isles. South or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, but occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes, Jane.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 8th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Donald Trump begins assembling his top team as he prepares to return to the White House. The Foreign Secretary dismisses previous criticism of the president-elect as old news and says he will be able to find common ground. In business, the head of the US Central Bank insists he won't be forced out if Mr. Trump asks him to go. And in sport, Manchester United earn their first Europa League win of the season. Donald Trump has made his first key appointment for his future administration, naming Susie Wiles as his chief of staff. Ms. Wiles was a senior advisor during Mr. Trump's latest presidential campaign and was praised by him on election night. The senior political correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, Molly Ball, says Ms. Wiles is an experienced political operator.
Susie Wiles is someone who has really earned his trust over the course of this campaign. Many others have tried to sort of manage Donald Trump. She took a different approach. She didn't try to rein him in or tell him what he could and couldn't do, but she managed around him. She ran a tight ship. This campaign was viewed as very disciplined and professional, with the possible exception of the candidate himself.
In his first interview since Donald Trump's victory, the Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, has told the BBC that his previous strong criticisms of him are old news. During comments made when Mr. Trump was last in power, Mr. Lammy had described him as a neo-Nazi sympathising sociopath and no friend of Britain. Speaking to our political editor, Chris Mason, he said he had felt in his bones for months that Mr. Trump would win, and Mr. Lammy insisted he would be able to find common ground with the president-elect.
I've had a meal with Donald Trump. I've met Donald Trump.
Did you talk about this stuff? Did you apologise? Did he bring it up?
Not even vaguely. I've got to say, I found him to be a very gracious host. He was very generous, very gracious. He was funny. He was warm about the UK.
The Foreign Secretary also said the government would seek to ensure no import taxes or tariffs were imposed by the Trump administration on the UK. You can hear the full newscast interview with David Lammy on BBC Sounds. A report is calling for better access to vast amounts of NHS data that could be used to improve patient care and help research into conditions such as dementia, cancer and heart disease. The review says the NHS holds the medical details of tens of millions of people going back decades, but access to it is difficult and can take many months or even years. Our health editor Hugh Pym reports.
The independent review led by Professor Cathy Sudlow concluded that the potential benefits from the large amount of health data in the UK were not being maximised. Research about common health conditions, she said, was too often prevented or delayed because systems for accessing the available information were too complex